What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob and I and Mark Cabali were just arguing about just how attractive this job really is. I don't think it's a great job.
I do.
I know. That's
I
don't, where
I
we
wouldn't
disagree.
Regard that as an argument. It was just a debate.
Well, no, that's what it's fun. Fun arguing. Sports argument. Yeah, debate. Isn't a debate synonymous with argument?
I just take it to be.
Argument has a negative connotation. Yeah. I think it's a good job. You know, I guess a good job. Maybe not even a good job right now. I just don't see a situation where you're going to a team with no quarterback and no draft position to get a quarterback. That stands above everything for me. And then on top of that, most of your best players are aging out. That's not good. And then you skimp on staff and facilities. That's also not good, but mostly the quarterback. You're walking into a situation where they haven't won a playoff game in many, many, many years, and they're not rebuilding either. I don't know. I guess we see it differently. I do understand that you're going to get more than a couple years to show it. But as I was talking with Donnie Football in the back, you know, it's easy to say in retrospect, oh, you're going to get all this time. Cowher and Tomlin won right away. They won big. Would they have stayed with them if they didn't win big? I don't know. Tomlin walked into Ben in his prime. If this new dude comes in here and goes, you know, 6-11. 6-11, 5-12.
That might actually help them get their quarterback that they need, too.
It might. Does he get an extension then? I don't know.
I mean, Cowher went through and it became the Cowher versus Donahoe thing after he had three straight losing seasons, and he got the right to continue and a new deal. All I'm saying is that I think there are enough pieces in place that if you play this correctly and somehow, some way, and I know it's a big ask because they've gone 5 years now without having a quarterback in place, other than a bunch of guys who've come in for, you know, whatever, veterans, draft picks who failed, you're going to get an opportunity to draft people somewhere along the line. And in after 1 year, maybe next year's not the kind of year they want, but it serves as sort of a springboard for the quarterback that you need. I'm not, you know, I know it's a tough assignment, but I also know that it could be done. And if you get that guy, you have pieces in place. That's all I'm saying. And their draft the last 2 years have, you know, brought in guys who are contributing. They may not be superstar players, but their offensive line is in much better shape than it was about 3 years ago.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I just think that lots of teams have good young players. I think there's an amount of Steeler delusion that the team, as much as anybody else, has been guilty of for many years. That, you know, we're the team that other teams circle that they want to beat. You know, I think it's delusion. Honestly, they've become really in many ways, and the history and the eyeballs on them do make them still a flagship franchise. But as an actual football team, they're really just kind of another team that never wins anything significant and hasn't for a long, long time. And I'm not sure the prospects of them doing that anytime soon are great.
They may not be, but that's the challenge you have. You have to come in here and do it, whoever it is. And as I said, I think there are a lot of people who would want this job, knowing that they're going to get the opportunity to take some time to make it their own. And absolutely, the quarterback is the most important thing. If you don't have one, you're in big trouble because you're going to go through this cyclical every day, every year, a new guy coming in and out, and there's no cohesion there. You got to find that person, however they do it.
Right.
And it could happen, it won't probably happen this year, as I think we may have thought at the beginning of the season, because the guys you thought were going to be there have not even had good seasons, and others have emerged, and they won't be within reach.
Do you have as much confidence in Art that he can find the right guy as Dan did?
Yeah, I think Art was part of that whole process the last time also. So, yeah, I mean, they haven't done it very well, very much in the last several decades, but I think they'll go through a thorough search. And I also would not be of the thought that Danny Rooney will be more involved. I think, you know, that process is probably underway, that they're going to, you know, succession plans, however you plan them, whatever. So there are going to be a lot of interesting people involved in this search. And I think at the end of it, they'll get it right, and we'll find out if by getting it right, it means you're going to have another guy for a decade, or it may not work. And after 5 years, if things don't go well, you may be forced to do it again.
Jerry Dulac says absolutely no retreads. They're not going to have a guy. He doesn't think that's a former NFL head coach. He says defensive-minded and young, just like the previous three.
Well, that would then bring into
play. Does it have to be that
way? It doesn't have to be that way. But they want someone who they can build with, I think. And that's why a guy like Shula is one of the guys that a lot of people believe. And the fact that he has been with Sean McVay for such a long time, I think he knows how to do things based on being there for 9 years, the most recent year as a defensive coordinator. So,
somebody else says the Steelers have a $91 million of average value in contracts with Ramsey, Metcalf, and Watt, a below-average safety, maybe a top 50 wide receiver, and a rapidly declining former great who has fewer sacks in the last 2 years than the previous two. Some in the media think just because they field a team under the cap, this is okay. But isn't that just a terrible use of about a third of the cap? If more than Tomlin is responsible for this, shouldn't those people be shown the door as well? Jerry says, you mean the same people who helped them be in the postseason 5 of the past 6 years? Start naming the teams who have done that. I'll hang up and listen. I guess I'm assuming Jerry would have kept Tomlin then. I can start naming teams who have won a playoff game and at least been competitive in one since the last time the Steelers did.
Yeah, those are arguments to be made for both sides. I get that.
I'll say that.
And there are coaches who have been fired.
I'm getting a little sick of
another job and got.
Yeah, I'm getting real sick of the argument that so many have that everybody would love to be the Steelers.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And what they've done.
I'm not going that. What I'm saying,
I know you're not. I know you're not saying that.
It is a job that I think
Mike Greenberg is saying that. What? Be careful what you wish for. I'll bet you the next guy can lose 7 straight playoff games and get blown out every time too. In fact, I'll bet the next guy wins a playoff game in the last 9 years or the next 9 years. And if he does, he'll have outdone the last decade of Tomlin. How do you like that?
It's been an empty cupboard. There's no question about that. And the pressure of doing it is there. You got to do it. And I don't think he'll be under any sort of criticism to get it done in the first year, given the fact they're going through a change and they don't have a quarterback. But we'll see. That's what makes it interesting to me. I would keep the door open. I'd be interested to see who they bring in and what this person can do with his staff and how much leeway and say he does have.
Well, let's talk next about some of these names being floated out there, Bob. Can we get into that for a while?
Yeah,
we had a caller, I think, to the to one of our shows, maybe the morning show today, who had an interesting suggestion. Do we have that, Limits?
We will when we come back.
Let's do that when we come back. Fan Hotline presented by Sully. I'm glad I have the pre-show meeting with Limits on all the things we need today, Bob.
All 75.
This is unbelievable, Bob.
He made
a beautiful open. Do you know
whenever
how much time
somebody
that takes?
I can't remember things. And when somebody comes to like the table at a restaurant, a server, and they don't have the pen and like a little book with them, I always say, will they remember?
Yet
most of the time they do, but I don't know how they do. Every morning I talk to him on the phone, and I don't know how he remembers. Well, he doesn't remember, Bob. This is unbelievable, Limits.
You're putting a lot. That same waiter will come back and say, how much food do you want? You're giving him so much on his plate.
Joe, this is the most I've ever clipped up in my entire career here at the station was today.
Thank you, Limits.
Thank you, Joe.
Where are we, Bob? Oh, rainy and a high of Mel Blount, 47, a low of 27. Kent Tecolvi. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can listen to this show, Pomp and Joe, on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, yes, let's talk about prospective candidates. Art Rooney, the second, meeting with media right now, right? Down
yes.
at the stadium. As soon as we get sound of that, let's just plan the 1 o'clock hour to go through all of that, everything he says. So curious to hear his answers to questions such as, were you as surprised as everybody else, or did you know it was coming? Would you have fired him? I think that's a good blunt question to ask that he can answer any way he sees fit. That's all coming up first, JP Roofing and Siding. The story, Bob, of a man and his mustache long, long ago out by, well, I don't know where, Turtle Creek, out Route 30 somewhere. The man and his mustache held a meeting where they decided to start a business, a roofing and siding company limits. Look at this. 40 years later, Joe Potocnik has earned the Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Dealer status in the Pittsburgh region. You can't buy that. You have to earn it. And only 1% of the dealers have that honor. They've been out to my house multiple times. Great people. Great at what they do. Give them a call, 412-829-7711. Get $500 off your next roof or siding job. That's 412-829-7711.
The Tennessee Titans are going to meet with Arthur Smith for their head coaching opening, according to Connor Orr, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. The interview will be today, and obviously Arthur Smith, former offensive coordinator in Tennessee. Arizona Cardinals also interested in the Steelers OC. That seems at this point like it might be the former Steelers OC, depending on who the next head coach is and who the next head coach might want to hire as the next offensive coordinator. More headlines, 93.7thefan.com. Headlines there, powered by Bowser Chevrolet.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.